Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has died at the age of 79. He was found dead this morning at a private residence in West Texas. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more on the influential conservative.
Antonin Scalia arrived at the Supreme Court in 1986, bringing with him an unwavering and outspoken conservatism that marked his tenure on the bench. Scalia happily observed that he liked to push the envelope, that if he had a 6-3 majority, he hadn't pushed it hard enough. Sometimes when he pushed, his views prevailed. When in the majority, he penned landmark decisions, among them two 5-4 decisions on gun control. In 1997, he wrote the court's decision invalidating the Brady gun control law, and in 2008, he wrote the decision that, for the first time, declared an individual right to keep a loaded gun in the home for self-defense. Still, he was more well-known for his bombastic dissents against the court's rulings on abortion, affirmative action, gay rights, and religion. In these cases, he wrote not to win over opposing justices. He wrote in the hope that his carefully crafted words would live to fight on long after he was gone. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, reaction is pouring in from both sides of the aisle. President Obama offered his condolences to the Scalia family, and Chief Justice John Roberts called his death a great loss to the court and the country. But politically, a storm is already brewing over the vacancy left on the bench with Scalia gone. NPR's Elsa Chang reports Republicans want the next president to pick Scalia's successor. Democrats want President Obama to make the choice.
The prospects for filling this vacancy, at least while President Obama is still in office, don't look great right now. If you listen to the Senate Republicans, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said in a written statement that the American people should be able to have a say in the next Supreme Court justice, so this vacancy should not be filled until after a new president is elected. But Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has said that it would be unprecedented to leave a Supreme Court vacancy open for almost an entire year.
NPR's Elsa Chang reporting. The six remaining Republican presidential candidates will face off in a debate tonight in South Carolina. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the debate sets up next week's primary there.
The Republican field is narrowed down to six, and the question everyone seems to be asking is whether any of them can slow down businessman Donald Trump. Trump dominated the New Hampshire primary with 35% of the votes. Ohio Governor John Kasich came in second with less than half that. Early polling shows a big lead for Trump in South Carolina, but the debate will give the other five candidates a chance to steal some of his thunder before the primary next Saturday. A big night for one of the candidates could swing momentum their way. Before last election, South Carolina's primary had predicted the eventual winner of the GOP nomination since 1980. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News in Washington. More than 1,000 new pages of emails from Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State were released today. 84 of the messages are now deemed classified. Three of them were marked secret. The State Department has now released more than 45,000 pages of emails from the private account Clinton used. The department plans to release the remaining emails by the end of the month. The mosquito-borne Zika virus, which has been linked to serious birth defects, has spread to more than 30 countries. Brazil has the highest number of cases, but Colombia comes in second. From Bogota, John Otis reports Colombian health officials now say more than 5,000 pregnant women have the virus.
Colombia's National Health Institute says more than 31,000 people are sick with Zika, a 23% jump in just the past week. Among the cases are 5,013 pregnant women. That's raising alarm because Zika has been linked to microcephaly, a condition in which babies are born with undersized skulls and brains. So far in Colombia, there have been no reported cases of babies born with microcephaly linked to Zika. However, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he expects up to 600 such cases by the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Bogota, Colombia.
While it's freezing on the East Coast, with many cities facing wind chills below zero tonight, the West Coast is enjoying warm temperatures. Heat records have fallen in several areas in the last couple of days, from Oregon to the cities of Phoenix and Los Angeles. But forecasters say El Niño is still there and it will bring more rain soon. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.